To sign the association and free trade agreements with the European Union, the Ukrainian Parliament has to adopt legislation to bring the country's laws into compliance with European standards. Pro-European former Ukrainian president Viktor Yushchenko sees it as Ukraine's last chance.
We will not have this chance in a year, two, or ten. We have many deficiencies, beginning with the election system, law enforcement, the problems of double standards in the rule of law, unprecedented corruption, and many others. But all these problems can be only resolved within the context of moving closer to Europe.
The EU is also demanding an end to politically motivated prosecutions and the release of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Despite a ruling by the European Court of Human Rights that her right to a fair trial was violated, she remains in jail on abuse of power charges. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Stephen Pfeiffer says freeing Tymoshenko is crucial.
If they are not prepared to do something on Tymoshenko, I think it will be very difficult, from what you're hearing now, to see a majority of EU member states favoring going ahead and signing the association agreement.
Meanwhile, Russia, which is striving to keep Ukraine in its orbit, is offering an alternative, the joining the customs union. Ukraine would not need to fulfill any requirements and will enjoy free trade with Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan, and pay lower prices for Russian natural gas. In August, Russia blocked imports from Ukraine. Some goods suddenly failed to satisfy Russian safety and quality standards or had other difficulties passing through customs. Anders Aslund of the Peterson Institute in Washington sees the move as a form of pressure.
Russia is really showing that the chips are down, and since about one quarter of Ukraine's trade is with Russia, Russia has a big impact, and Ukraine is in recession now for four quarters, with GDP falling 1 to 2% a quarter. The finances are in a very poor shape. So President Putin seems to have decided to get Ukraine down on its knees.
As a result, Ukrainian politicians call for closer ties with EU, promising to fulfill all requirements as soon as possible. The Europeans were also outraged over Russian actions towards its neighbors, who seek partnership with Europe. Swedish Minister for Foreign Affairs Carl Bildt.
I think what we have seen during the last few weeks is brutal Russian pressure against the partnership countries of a sort that we haven't seen in Europe for a very long time. And I think that to a certain extent doing that when all of the world's attention is on Syria, so they don't think it will be that much noticed. And that's why it's important that we bring it up here.
Russian influence over Ukraine is not limited to trade. It has a strong political, media, and religious presence. Cannon Institute Director Matthew Rojansky believes that Russia will continue to exert its influence over Ukrainian politics even after the association agreement is signed.
It does give me concerns that even if Ukraine has an association agreement with Europe, even if the Ukrainian economy grows consistently and, you know, education becomes, you know, more widespread and people have, you know, more ties to the West as well as to the East, that potential to interfere in Ukrainian, in destructive ways in the development of the Ukrainian nation state is always going to be there, or is going to be there for long enough that that development will be dysfunctional.
Despite this, many Ukrainians seem ready for their country to move closer to Europe.
Of course I choose the European Union because they have human values. Russia only wants to enslave. Nobody would force good things on you.
According to the most recent poll, 41% of Ukrainians support joining the EU, and 31% are in favor of the customs union. Tatiana Voroshko for VOA News.